relative. The presence of one of these may indicate a compromise to the blood supply to the brain. Although this is not always the case, rotation and extension of the neck naturally reduces the blood supply to the brain from one of the arteries on one side of the neck. In normal healthy people, the other artery on the other side compensates with no problems. However, if one of the arteries is a bit narrower due to illness, such as atherosclerosis or cervical dissection, then rotating or extending the head may sufficiently reduce the flow to the brain and do the patient further harm. It is possible, although rare, to dislodge an embolus that could go to the brain, causing stroke.